ಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಣ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನರಘುನಾಥನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗನಲಲಿತ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ ಅದದನಸ್ಯ ತೃಣಂದಂತೆ ಹೃದಂ ಯಾಚೆ ಪುನಃ ಪುನಃ ಶ್ರೀಮದರೂಪಪದಾಂ ಭೋಜೋ ಧುಲಿಸ್ಯಾಂ ಮಮ ಜನ್ಮನಿ ಜನ್ಮನಿ ರಾಧಾನಾಥ ಸಮಾರಂಭ್ಯ ಮಧ್ವಮುನಿಂ ಚ ಮಧ್ಯಂ ಅಸ್ಮದ್ ಗುರು ಪರ್ಯಂತಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. So we'll continue from prayers that has been offered by Mother Devahuti to Lord Kapila. In her last prayer, she said that, "My dear Lord, you have assumed this body in order to diminish the sinful activities of the fallen and to enrich their knowledge in devotion and liberation. Since these sinful people are dependent on your direction, by your own will, you assume incarnations as a boar and as other forms. Similarly, you have appeared in order to distribute transcendental knowledge to your dependents." And here she has explained why Lord appears in this material world. As Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita that paritranaya sadhana vinashaya chatushkrita dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yogya. So every millennium he appears to re-establish the principles of religion and to protect the sadhus. At the same time, what he does, he gives the knowledge by which the conditioned soul like us, their heart gets purified by that knowledge. And he takes away the ignorance in our heart. And this is what happened with the Mother Devahuti, and that's why she is saying, "You have appeared in order to distribute the transcendental knowledge to your dependents." So devotees who are fully dependent on the Lord, they are liable to get knowledge. Not each and every one, that we have to understand. Because Lord himself, he says in Bhagavad Gita, that he gives that knowledge only to them who are not envious of him, anusuya. The qualification to get knowledge from the Lord is, you need to be his devotee, and second thing, you need to be free from envy. In the next verse, she says, "Yanna madheya shravananu kirtanad yat prahanad yat smaranad api kvache shvado api sadhya savanaya kalpate kutap punaste bhagavannu darshanat." Translation: to say nothing of the spiritual advancement of a person who see the Supreme Person face to face. Even a person born in a family of adogators immediately becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifice if he once utter the holy name of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead or chants about him, hears about his pastimes, offer him obeisances, or even remembers him. So now she is explaining about the glories of chanting the holy name of Lord, discussing about his wonderful pastimes. That person becomes so purified. So even though if he has taken birth in the family of dog eaters, a lowly families, still he becomes qualified to perform the activities that can be performed by the Brahmanas, the high class brahmanas who are pure by their birth, by their activities, by their sadhana. So she is explaining the glory. If once, with a pure heart, with a pure intentions, surrendering everything at the lotus feet of the Lord, if someone chants the holy name of Lord, discuss the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, and offer obeisances or remembers the Lord, then this is what happens. And we have great examples for that. Like in the Janmanjaya Parva in Mahabharata, when it is explained that once when Yudhishthir Maharaj, he was performing Rajasvi Yajna, and it is continued for days together actually. So every day they were performing yajna. Lord kept his Panchajanya there. If that Panchajanya blows after the Purna Ahuti, then that the sacrifice is done perfectly. If it is not blowing, means there is a problem. So Maharaj Yudhishthir, he performed that sacrifice with all the direction as per given by the Vedic injunctions. And it was perfectly done. But Kanchal was not blown. So they were thinking, what has happened? Then Lord said that, I think none of the pure devotee has taken prasadam at your place. Maharaj Yudhishthir was surprised. He said, tens and millions of people are taking food every day here. They are honoring prasadam every day after yajna. All the great sages, if you read in Mahabharata, who has visited all that Rajasvi yajna, you will find almost all the great sages from Brahmaloka, they came down to attend that sacrifice. And everyone was well fed because Bhima has taken that task. So Vrikodara, who eat himself nicely, he can feed everyone nicely. So he was there to feed each and everyone. Then he said, who is that? Then Lord said, okay, you and Arjuna, he told Bhima, you both can go. In your kingdom there is one pure devotee. He has not taken prasadam at your place. If you feed him, your endeavor is successful. So all the way they started moving. Then Lord gave them the exact location where he is staying. So they went there and they saw that person was staying in the vicinity of the dog eaters, where all the what we call them as chandalas, they stay. So he went there and they saw that in particular place, they saw everything is very clean. They saw in front of the house a Tulasi Vrindavan. And after going there itself, they felt a lot of difference there. They were surprised that who is staying here? Then they call upon that person, and then that person came up. And his name was Valmiki. So this Valmiki and who has wrote Ramayana, Valmiki, they are different. So he was from the low-born family. But as soon as he saw Arjuna and Bhima, immediately he offered his pranam and he said, why you are here in this? You should not be here actually. It's not good for you. Then they said, why? Actually, we came to call you. Please come and have food with us. He said, why? Why me? Then they narrated the whole episode that this is what Lord Krishna has said, that you should accompany us, come and take prasad there and our whole endeavor will be fulfilled. He said, I'm taking every day actually, because you are feeding so many brahmanas, you have so many great sages, and you throw their pattal outside. So I grab remnants from there and I eat every day there. So actually there is no need. Still they said, no, you come. It's Lord's order. So he said, okay, I will follow the Lord's order. So he came back. He came along with them. And then here, Lord asked all the queens of Pandavas, and even Rukmini was there. So he asked them, please go and cook. Show your ability, how best you can cook, and satisfy this devotee. So they went and they cook whatever best they can. Everything was placed in the big golden plate. Everything was kept in a different kataris and offered it to him. So he took that. As soon as he got that one, then he mixed everything. Generally, if you have like hundreds of items, you will try to taste each and every one to feel the different taste. But he took everything and mixed it and made one lump. And he started honoring that. As soon as he started honoring that, then what happened? The conscience started blowing. But again it stopped. So everyone was surprised. Why? Then all Lord asked that conscience, hey, what happened? Then he said, someone has offended this devotee. Then Lord looked at everyone. Who is that? Then Draupadi, she said, it's me. She said, why? He said, why? What sort of a thing that you're thinking about him? So she said that, in my mind, the thing came that because he is a low born, so he does not know how to eat properly. We made with such an endeavor that all this food, such a wonderful items, so that he can have it, but he is mixing it everything, so whole taste has gone. Then she said, ask him why he is eating like that. Then they said, hey sadhu, why? Why you are eating like this? Then he said that actually everything is eaten by the Lord. So it is none other than the Adharamrut. It is nectar from the lips of their Lordship. So I don't want to distinguish it, you know, that this is something different, this is something different. It's all everything, it's Lord Prasad, and I want to honor it the way it is. I don't want to dishonor it. Then everyone realized that how much elevated is that person. So all the Pandavas, great Pandavas, whom Lord has protected each and every time, all they were there. So they got surprised. And that's what proves, you know, this particular verse, that the person who is absorbed in chanting the holy name of their Lordship, remembering their Lordship, discussing his wonderful pastimes, he gets out of this world. Even though he is a lowly born, he can attain that highest stage of devotional service. That we can understand from this verse. In the purport, Prabhupada says, he quotes from Sridhar Swami, the first person who has commented on Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sridhar Swami especially remarks in this connection, Anena Pujyate Vam Lakshase. Some caste Brahmins remark that by chanting Hare Krishna, purification begins, of course. That depends on the individual process of chanting. But this remark of Sridhar Swami is completely applicable if one chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, for he immediately becomes more than the Brahmana. As Sridhar Swami says, Pujyatvam, he immediately becomes the respectable as the most learned Brahmana and can be allowed to perform Vedic sacrifices. If simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord one can become sanctified instantly, then what can be said of those persons who see Supreme Lord face to face and who understand the descent of the Lord as a Devahuti understands Kapil Dev. So sometimes thing comes in a mind that how is it possible just by chanting this thing can happen? But Sridhar Maharaj says that it can happen if you chant without any offense, without offending anyone. In the last para of this purport, Prabhupada says, it is sometimes remarked that by the chanting process one begins to purify himself and can take birth in his next life in a Brahmana family and then be reformed. But at this present moment, even those who are born in the best Brahmana families are not reformed. Nor is there any certainty that they are actually born of a Brahmana fathers. It's a big blow. But at this present moment, even those who are born in the best Brahmana families are not reformed. Nor is there any certainty that they are actually born of a Brahman fathers. Formerly, the Garbhadhan or reformatory system was prevalent. But at the present moment, there is no such a Garbhadhan or seed-giving ceremony. Actually, in India, they do this Garbhadhan. Before conception, if parents, they decide to have a kid, what they do? They purify themselves first with their thoughts. They purify their thoughts by remembering their Lordship, His wonderful pastime. They purify their body by following the Brahmacharya for a certain period of a time, like celibacy for a certain period of time. And then they conceive the child. So that used to happen previously, but nowadays it's like there is no rules and regulation that they do follow. So where takes birth, they create only chaos. But previously they used to plan what sort of living entity they should bring into this material world, whom they can get. Actually, one of the saintly person in Vrindavan, he was telling that, he said, I can see there are numerous pure souls, they wanted to come on this earth. But problem is that they are not able to find a suitable parents who are qualified to attract them and conceive them and give them the new birth. Because this Garbhadhan samskara has totally gone. So Prabhupada says further, under these circumstances, no one knows if a man is factually born of a Brahman father. Whether one has acquired the qualification of a Brahmana depends on the judgment of the bona fide spiritual master. He bestows upon the disciple the position of a Brahmana by his own judgment. When one is accepted as a Brahmana in the sacred thread ceremony under the Pancharatrika system, then he is a Dvija, twice born. That is confirmed by Sanatana Goswami. Dvijatvam jayate. By the process of initiation, by the spiritual master, a person is accepted as a Brahmana in his purified state of chanting the holy name of the Lord. He then makes further progress to become a qualified Vaishnava, which means that the Brahmanical qualification is already acquired. So if you are a Vaishnava, you are already Brahmana. Because Vaishnava is the stage after you become a proper Brahmana. In the next verse, she again explains the glories of the holy name of Lord. And then she says in text number 7, Aho Bhatshva Bachato Gariyan Yajivagre Vartate Namatubhyam Te Pustapaste Juhuvasasnuarya Brahma Nucharnam Granantiyete. Oh, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if born in the families of dog-eaters, such a persons are worshipable. Persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything required. So indirectly she is giving hint about acquiring a qualification to chant the holy name of Lord. Who can chant the holy name of Lord? Who can do that?
Anyone?
Read it again. The last three lines of that translation. What she says?
They must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything.
So who can chant the holy name?
So who has bathed at holy places and fulfilled all the, studied the Vedas and fulfilled everything.
बहुत सुकृतांची जोडी मजगा विठ्ठल आवडी. तुकाराम महाराज सेज बहुत सुकृतांची जोडी. आणि इवन श्रीमद भागवतम इट सेज कृत पुण्य पुंजा. ब्रह्माजी सिंग वेन ही सीज दॅट ऑल दी गोपास दे आर सराउंडिंग द लॉर्डशिप, दे आर प्लेइंग विथ हिम, इवन दी ग्रेट सेजेस दे आर नॉट गेटिंग दॅट opportunity to see the Lordship face to face, to touch him, to hug him, to cuddle him, to beat him, to wrestle with him. But these gopas, all these coward boys, they are taking that privilege. They are jumping on his shoulders, they are beating him friendly, running around him, eating his remnant, he is eating their remnants. Brahmaji says, they must have done mountains of pious activities in their previous life. Otherwise, it's not possible for them. And here she is saying, how glorious are those persons, you know? Then question might come in mind that if they have chanted, if they have bathed in the holy places, they have read the Vedas, then why have they have taken birth in a low-class family? What is the reason behind that? Why that thing has happened? Some karma they must have performed which has forced them to that particular body. But still, after getting that body, they have not forget what they have done in their previous life. And we have several examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you remember any of that? Who else? Vratrasur. Who else? Prahlad Maharaj. Who else? Story of Gajendra. What was his name?
Indradyumna
Maharaj. See, all they performed. But because of certain activities, they have to take birth in particular families. Maharaj Bharat, who was on the Bhava stage, because he got attached, so he has to fall down. So he has to become a deer. But he was a Jati Smara. He was able to remember what has happened with him in the previous life. So what he did then? In the form of a deer, he just roamed around the hermitage of the great hermits who were totally dedicated for the explaining the glories of the Lord. And he was totally absorbed, just hearing. He never went around. He was just there. He was just in their vicinity. He was eating grass, but he was paying attention to that glorification of the Lord. And the next birth, he got a birth in the Brahmana family. Why? Because Krita Punya Punya. He did it in his previous life, so he got that chance. There are some Kripa Siddhas like us who have not done anything in the previous life but got a chance by the mercy of His Divine Grace that we are here discussing about the glories of their Lordship. If you happen to meet some elevated devotee and associate with him or the disciples of that person, that also increases our pious credits, you know. Like there's a nice story. There was one parrot. He was sitting in the caves of Mandara. He was sitting on the branch of one tree. And Yamaraj came personally to take him back. Means his death was so near. Yamaraj came to take him, but Yamaraj was wondering, how come this person, this parrot, supposed to die in Mandara mountain there? And how come he is here? For him, if he has to fly, it will take millions of years by his speed to reach that cave and leave his body. How it will happen? Same time, Garudji was flying from there and he saw Yamaraj and he saw the parrot. He said, this parrot is in danger, so let me help him. So he picked him up and he took him to Mandara cave so that he can get protected. And as soon as he left there, that parrot left his body. And he attended 400 form. So no need of even Yamaraj. So it was like wondering how it can happen. So by the mercy of the Lord and His devotee, anything can happen. Because Lord Himself is known as Aghatita Ghatana Patiyasi, who is expert in doing the things which you can't fathom. For you it is not happening, but He will get it done. He is expert in getting it done. Another example, like that sparrow, Prabhupada quotes in a Bhagavad Gita. The sparrow, her eggs were taken by the ocean. And she took a vow that I'm going to dry out this ocean now. So she started, she was taking one drop in her mouth, coming out and throwing it on the beach. So this was going on. Can you imagine? But Naradji was traveling and he saw that. Oh. So he came to Vaikuntha and Lord asked him, so Naradji, you are here? There must be some reason, otherwise you will not hear how things are going on in the material world. Then Naradji said, everything seems to be good, but there is something uniquely happening in the bird families, you know. He said, what's that? One sparrow is trying to dry out the ocean. So when Garudji heard that, he flew and he came there and he just looked at the ocean and said, do you want me to help her? Should I do her job? Ocean said, no, thank you very much. I know, once it has happened, already I have to go, like Trivandrum, this whole Kerala, that was underwater. That was just went away by the flap of Garuda's wings. So he said, no worries, I will give back. So he brought back all the eggs. So it happens only, the things which are difficult to happen can happen only by the mercy of Lord and His devotees. So, if we can get somehow other chance to associate with their Lordship or the devotees who have dedicated their life for His mission, by their association, we are going to get purified and we are going to achieve the things which we can't achieve by our own endeavor. That may we perform for millions of lifetimes. And we have so many examples for that, to understand them, to work about them. So, in the last verse, Text number 8. She says that tam tvam aham brahma param puma sam pratyokstasatmani sambhavitavya svatejasa dvasta guna prabaham vande vishnum kapila vedagarbham. She says that I believe, my Lord, that you are Lord Vishnu himself under the name of Kapila, and you are the supreme personality of a Godhead, the supreme Brahman. The saints and sages, being freed from all the disturbances of the senses and mind, meditate upon you. For by your mercy only can one become free from clutches of the three modes of material nature. At the time of dissolution, all the Vedas are sustained in you only. So here she is not prolonging all the prayers, but summarizing everything in one prayer itself. Previously we have seen the great devotees, they have elaborately glorified their lordship with his different activities and different pastimes and glories of his name. But here she is concluding everything. What she has started in the first verse, she is ending it with the last. She says, Tvam aha purusham paramam pumsam. You are that supreme personality of a Godhead who is known as the supreme Brahman. And pratyokstava atmani sambhavitavya svatejasa dvasta guna pravaha. Those people who have controlled their senses and the demands of mind only can know about you. So she is explaining who is the supreme personality of Godhead. Second thing, the process by which you can attain him. The process is controlling your mind and senses. And how that happens, she says, that happens only by thinking about you, meditating on you. Otherwise it will not happen. Because who can come over the modes of material nature? The person who has taken shelter at your lotus feet. And Lord says the same thing. Daivi esha gunamai mama maya durateya mama yeva ye prapadyante maya metantanantati. The person who takes shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, only he can get rid of that. So that's what she explains, and she says, you are none other than the same personality, Lord Vishnu, who appeared as my son Kapila to deliver me and people like me in this world who are ignorant of actual fact. So here ends the prayer offered by Mother Devahuti to Lord Kapila. Maybe in next session we will see what is the reply that has given by Kapila Muni to Mother Devahuti after hearing her prayers. Hare Krishna. Sri Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri.